Thank you, Lord. I want you to go to Brenda. And Brenda, would you share? You know, I want to make a point tonight. And this is the point I want to make. God answers prayer. He answers prayer. The only reason I'm here is because God answers prayer. I would not be here if God didn't answer. You couldn't pay me enough to come here if God wasn't a real part of my life. And he accepts us just like we are. He knows all about you, and he still loves you, and he's going to answer prayer. He'll answer prayer if you'll meet the requisite. You know what the requisite is? It's in the title of my message. But go back there and to your Aunt Brenda, and we're going to, your grandma, huh? Go back there, and Brenda, you remember what I'm talking about? Yeah. Some time ago, y'all just cover her, and Brenda and I think Brenda called our house or
whatever.
She texts me. She's having a very hard time, and I'm going to let her explain that. And we saw God move immediately.
Yeah, I had been on several different medications in the last 6 months, and I decided to quit taking it. And then a couple weeks ago, I had like a bad panic attack. Like I couldn't stop crying. I was fearful about everything. And it wouldn't go away. It was hours and hours. And I was praying myself and reading the word, but I didn't have peace at all. And so I texted you and said, would you please pray? And then you got Mary on the three-way calling, or I did. And y'all prayed for me. And I was able to get peace, and I was able to go to sleep that night. And after that, like, it was still a little bit like I would start to come to mind, like fearful things, bad thoughts of stuff. And I was like, no, I'm not accepting that. I'm not having that. I'm delivered. And that's what it is. I'm delivered in the name of Jesus.
And
prayer changed it.
Do I have my phone here, Millie? I think I do. No, I think I brought it outside. Anyway, you text me and said immediately. You begin to feel tired for the first time in two or three days, I think.
Yeah, I was dozing. Well, I haven't had that in years, you know, without taking a sleeping pill to help me sleep. I didn't have to have a sleeping pill. I got my bed and lay down.
I wish everybody could hear that.
I normally, like,
take a sleeping pill.
I had to have something to help me sleep, yeah. But I just went in my bed, got covered up, and was getting sleepy. My eyes were getting heavy, and I was able to sleep that night. So
yes.
I praise God for that.
Yes, praise God. Somebody give the Lord a hand. And let me just say this here. God answers prayer, or I wouldn't be here. I don't know why you're here. I'm here because God answers prayer, okay? Larry Turner, a good friend of mine, Sherry's father, I called him today. And I just thought I'd see what he was doing, see how his Christmas went. And I could tell in his voice that he was troubled about something. He said, my dog is missing. Now, this dog is a phenomenal dog. In the real dog world, in coon hunting, the dog's, you know, it would not be an exaggeration to say the dog's worth between $2,500 and $5,000. Now, I could tell he was concerned about that. I said, Larry, could I pray? He said, yes, you could pray. So I prayed. I just prayed a simple prayer. Help him find his dog, Lord. And if it was my dog missing, I'd be praying. I pray about all kinds of things, and I hope you do. We should pray about everything. And I said, right before I hung up, I said, I'm going to let you go. I could tell he was troubled. You know how you can tell people just ain't in the mood for a conversation? And that's how he was. I said, Larry, I'm just going to let you go. Now, just do me one favor. As soon as you find Max, this is what I said to him, call me. Hung the phone up. You could count to about 35, and he called me. He told me he'd been looking for that dog all over. Couldn't find him. He said, as soon as I hung up the phone, there was old Max come right up the driveway. God answers prayer. Amen. Listen, don't be a fool. Why are you here? If you're not here because God answers prayer and God's real, I wouldn't stay here. I sure wouldn't have been in this for since 1971 if God didn't make himself real to me. Sir, you've come here several times. I just want you to know something. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to everybody here tonight. God answers prayer. I'm talking to her, too. Does she need prayer tonight? Come on over here, girls. Help me. Millie, come on over here and help me. Stand up, sweetheart. You're Angela. Yeah. You know how I remember that? I'm Angelo. Hello. I just put an A on the end. Now, yeah. Now, somebody put a microphone. Tell us what we can pray about.
I just have a couple personal issues with distant family members.
Okay. Now, Angela, this is what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to give you the same thing. Now, hear me. If God answers that prayer, will you come here at least one more time and tell us God answered that prayer?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. It's that important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me your hand. Give me this hand. I'm going to pray that if anybody else in this place has. Father, in Jesus' name, I just want to declare nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing, 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 nothing. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and High Priest, your only begotten Son, we pray right now, whatever this problem is, Millie, come over here and put your hand on her heart. And girls, just lay hands on her right now. Whatever this problem is, Father, make it go away. Whatever this problem is with these close members of her life, make it go away. I ask in the name of Jesus, Millie, pray. Or say something, whatever. Say something.
Father, I know what you're saying, that she's going to have insight to what's going on. You're going to give her some answers, some things that she'll need to do, Father, and you're going to help her through this. In Jesus' name, we just thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Now listen, amen. You got a prayer and you got an instruction. You got some things you got to do. Okay? Will you find out what that is?
Yes.
I think if you do that, you're going to have an answer prayer. Things are going to be better than they've been in a while. Okay? Does anybody else have a word for this young lady? How many of you is cold? How many of you is warm? You can sit down and God bless you. How many of you is just right? Raise your hand and say amen if you're just right. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I'm going to start right here. And I'm going to make a prediction. We're going to get out early. Archie, it's so good to have you with us tonight. Do you need prayer for anything tonight, Archie? Come on over here, girls, and help me. Get your microphones. Stay with me. Just stay with me. I'm so proud of these girls.
Yes, I could use some help. I see 20/40 in my left eye, macular degeneration, and 20/60 in the other one, in my right eye. But the doctor signed a bill that I could see well enough to drive, so they asked me when I got my license, did I want a 20 or a 40? So I told them I never had a 40, so I can drive till I'm 95. But my wife, but they've kind of gone down on me a little bit. The wife, she was the bride of my youth, the only one I've ever had, 62 years. She didn't want to go to a nursing home, so we didn't go. I took care of her, and it took up so much time, I had to not go see my eye doctor for about 4 or 5 months. So this got a little bit of a lead on me, and I'm not seeing as good as I did. So
go ahead, Archie.
I know God answers prayer, because I've come through 2 bypass surgery, prostate cancer, and a number of other things.
Let me say this. This is what I want to ask you to do. We're going to pray right here. We're going to believe God with you. You know why? I believe God answers prayer. That's why
Amen.
I'm still here. I got a feeling that's why you're still here.
Amen.
Because you believe that.
Amen.
If when we pray And when God answers this prayer and does some improvement, will you tell us with the testimony?
Absolutely.
All right, then. Everybody stretch your hand this way. Father, I thank you for this young fella. I thank you that his eyesight is getting better. I loose that power of healing right now in the name of Jesus. Help him, God. Help him, Lord. Help this son that you have, that you've had on earth for many years. Help him, Father, and heal and improve where he knows it's improved because of prayer. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen, and God bless. And let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to begin reading at verse 21. We're going to read from Mark 5:21 to Mark 5:36. Okay, here we are. We're in the book of Matthew. Follow me. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, Jairus fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little girl, my little daughter, listen, I've got four daughters. Don't mess with any of them. Now, I used to have a tie, and there was a bunch of white sheep on there. And there was one little black sheep in the middle. Now, that was my daughter, Shelley. And I love her dearly. Don't mess with any of them, because I'm going to come to their rescue. Amen. Isn't that the way you feel about your kids? Amen. All right, let's go on. And he besought him greatly, saying, my little girl lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, give me the rest of it, please, and had suffered many things of the physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse when she heard of Jesus. When she had heard of Jesus, she came into the press behind and touched him, touched his garment. For she said to herself, what have you said to yourself about God lately? Have you spoke doubt and unbelief? Or have you spoke the word, what God says? Let God be true and every man a liar. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right. For he said, if I may just touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt her body, and she could tell that she was healed. Man, there's nothing like being able to tell when you're healed. There's nothing like being able to tell when God answers that prayer for you. Amen? Amen. Let's get to the bottom of this. And this is not a story. This is an actual account of somebody's life that lived and lived by prayer and belief in God himself. For she said, if I could just touch his clothes, I'm going to be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue or power had gone out of him, she learned something. That's how this works. I felt it come out of me before. Somebody was sucking it up. Is there anybody in here that'll make a demand on the promises of God tonight? Because if there is, God's going to move. All right, then. And himself, he knew that power, virtue had gone out of him. And he turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said, my goodness, Lord, thou seest this multitude thronging thee, and you say to us, who touched me, for goodness sakes? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made me whole. There's only so much God can do for you. If you're not, if you don't care enough about your life to find out what the Word of God says and the promises of God, that's not God's fault. That's your fault. And most of the Christians that I've met since 1971, that's their problem. Other things are more important than God. Don't let that be in you. What if the next 10 prayers you prayed, God answered them favorably to you? Let's go on. But the woman, fearing, trembled. She told him all what happened, and he said to her, daughter, your faith. See, it was your faith. See, if you did anything tonight, it's going to be your faith acting on the Word. I'm going to ask you to act on the Word tonight before this service is over. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed, be whole of your plague. While he yet spake, there came a ruler of the synagogue house, certain, which said, okay, I missed something here. And he said unto her, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler, the synagogue's house, a certain which said, your daughter is dead. See, he had asked Jesus, come to my house. Would you please come? My daughter's sick. Okay? And said, your daughter's dead, so don't trouble him anymore. I'm going to say something here tonight. You know what? God knew who he called here. God knew who was going to be here. Somebody needs to get this here. Somebody has felt like this. My thing is dead. My prayer is dead. It's not going to be answered. It's too late. You don't talk about it anymore. But in your heart, that's what you believe. See, if you train your heart with the promises of God, your heart will start to believe like it never believed before. See, that's what you need. Let me tell you, I'm 72 years old. I look around at, well, I don't even want to say that. Somebody take that wrong. While he yet spake, there came a ruler of the synagogue's house. He said, your daughter's already dead. Why trouble him anymore? See, there's no reason using talking about it anymore. It's over. It's over. I'm through. And you can get bitter, you can get sad about that. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. The title of my message tonight is Be Not Afraid, Only Believe. If you know it, sing it with me. Singers, kids, come up here and help me. Only believe, only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Tell me, aren't you glad you came? How many of you feel the power of the Word of God? The power that God wants to do something here tonight. You know what he needs? He needs somebody that'll just only believe. Only believe. And then he needs somebody that when your answer comes, you don't just sit there like nothing happened. You got enough love for God and faith in your heart to stand up and say, like Brenda did, God helped me when I called on him. See, how many of you can remember a time when God answered a prayer for you? All right, all right. Only believe. Only believe. I promise you we're going to get out early. So my other two places, we don't need tonight. I feel the Spirit already. God's going out here to everybody in this room that will respond through the Spirit of God. And people with a hardened heart, a cold heart, an indifferent heart, there's nothing that can be done for you. But everybody in this room that believes what I just said, God's going to give you an opportunity. I want Sam and Ernie to come up here. We're going to have communion right now. Before you get yours, repent. Talk to God. Have a little talk with Jesus right now. Right now. Right now. Take a moment with the Lord. Take a moment with the Lord. We're going on and we're going home. We're going home early and we're going to get a super blessing for everybody that really wants one. Get that blessing that belongs to you. Get that blessing that belongs to you. I don't know how long you thought you were going to stay. We never stay past 8, but we're getting out before 8. I feel his power, Sam. Look at me. I feel like he wants to do something for us.
Amen.
What is the last thing that you can remember? You and me pray all the time, and God moves, boom, immediately. Can you remember anything recently?
Recently, just the greatest Christmas ever.
Yeah. Started believing that in the summertime. You say that every year. And when you got down and sickness hit you, you kept saying it. And I kept reminding you, the best Christmas ever. The best Christmas. Look here. I don't know what you had, but son, I see you're here and you're fine way ahead of time. And you know what? I've had the best Christmas ever.
Amen.
Honest to God, I have.
Now we're working on the best New Year
ever. Now we're working on the best New Year's ever. You better, Ernie. You feeling good? Fellas, take the bread and pass it to everybody that wants it. When you receive this tonight, when you receive the implements of communion, this represents his body. I am the bread that came down from heaven. That's what he said. That's what he said. As often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do demonstrate the power of the Son of God. If you need anything in your spirit, soul, or body tonight, and you know what? For God's sake, don't stand up if you don't need anything. There's times I don't need anything. But if you need something tonight, stand up and tell God. Stand up and make a demand. Make a demand on the promises of God. Make sure we get them nice young fellas in the sound booth. Angela, you feel Jesus tonight? You feel the Lord tonight? You feel like God's going to answer your prayer? That's how I feel. See? I start believing before it comes. And I'm going to ask you to do something tonight. I'm going to ask you to, in just a moment, we'll do it together, to break this emblem. What you're doing when you break that emblem, you're saying, I put him on the cross. You're not worried about the person next to you or Pontius Pilate or the Roman soldier. You put him on the cross. I put him on the cross.
Yeah.
That's why he died for every last one of us. If you believe that right now, break that with me and say with me, Heavenly Father, thank you for the Savior that you've given me. Thank you, God. I receive and I believe in the name of Jesus. Let's partake together. God bless you. You may be seated. Deacons, pass out the cup. This cup is going to you. This cup represents the blood of Jesus. It's the most powerful, valuable substance on the face of this earth. The blood of Jesus never, never, never fails. Angel, it never fails. You've been here a long time. You're still here. I commend you for that. At times it ain't been easy, but you're still here. See, there's something inside of you. You wake up every day and you say, I know there's more for me. I know there's something for me. I know there's just more for me. And I want you to know, there's more for you, girl. You can take that to the bank. If you need a deliverance, If the devil is tormenting you or bothering you in any way, I want you to stand up quickly. I want you to stand up quickly and tell the Lord what you need. You ever remember a blind man came up to Jesus and Jesus says to him, what do you want? Duh. No, he wants you to say it with your own heart, with your own mouth. Say it. Tell him what you need tonight, right now. I always take a double anointing if I get a hold of it. My name is Jimmy. I'll take what you give me. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, I want everybody to know. I want every angel in heaven to know. I want every angel on earth to know. I want every demon to know that I believe there is power in the name of Jesus. Let's partake together. God bless you. You may be seated. Y'all, pick these up. Welcome Pastor Kelly up. That's your service for tonight. If I was you, hon, I'd get up. Because she's going to have a stand up. Oh.
All righty. Y'all stand to your feet. We did not set any food out tonight, but if you need food, see me. I'll get you a box of food. I don't want anybody here to be starving. That would be a real shame. And we love you so much. I'm going to pray right now. Father in heaven, we thank you, God, for everything that you've done in this service. Lord, I thank you that as we lay our heads down tonight to rest, God, I thank you that we enter into your rest and into your peace. God, right now for every inmate in Logan County, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. And God, I ask, Lord, that you would cultivate those souls. Lord, I thank you for their salvation right now. And I ask, Lord, that you would save each and every one of them, God, for your glory, Lord. As hard as they've worked for Satan, Lord, I ask that you'd turn their life around, God, and put them in your direction. And God, I just thank you for everything that you've done in today. And everything that you're going to do for us the rest of the week. In Jesus' name, amen.